Governor Tony Evers is trying again to increase state support of schools, this time by calling a special session for February 11th on the topic. Evers wants to use money from a recently discovered budget surplus to restore the state's commitment to funding two-thirds of K-12 education costs. But as WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains, the idea appears to be dead on arrival with Republican leadership.
Lawmakers were notified last month that the state would collect more tax revenue than projected, leaving about $400 million available for spending.
And this may come as a surprise to you. I'd like to use some of that to invest in our kids.
Governor Evers is proposing the state spend $250 million of the surplus on schools. About half of it would provide property tax relief through the School Equalization Aid Formula. That formula determines how much districts can levy in property taxes. In making his case, Evers said it was unsustainable for public schools to rely on voter referendums to balance budgets. The referendums allow districts to collect taxes beyond state-imposed revenue caps.
That reinvestment will help districts get out from under of going to referendum every 2 years and continuing that spiral of borrowing money.
Evers' proposal would also provide millions of dollars more for rural schools, special education, and student mental health. Mental health was a central topic at an MPS Black Lives Matter at School forum earlier this week. High schoolers like North Division's Giovanna Richards said they need better access to school counselors and psychologists.
I feel like we don't have enough support. We don't have a good enough support system. And sometimes when you come from like a damaged home and you come here, you kind of like chaotic and you know, we need some people that really care about how we feel.
MPS is seeking its first tax referendum in more than 20 years to help pay for services like mental health. If voters approve the $87 million referendum, it may be the only additional support MPS receives for now. That's because Evers' new school spending plan was immediately dismissed by the two most powerful Republicans in the state legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald tweeted that they want to use the state's revenue surplus for property tax relief alone. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.